Now, I'm 21 at the time, because I done settled into the prison now. Been there for a while. But in prison, you have things that you're very particular about. Like, I told my cellie, hey, no peeing standing up in this cell. You have to sit down and pee because of this. I pray on the floor, and so if you urinate, you splash urine all over the place, I'ma kill you. Just setting the tone. So you start to develop certain type of phobias about things. I developed this phobia when I first got to this place called Diagnostics. It's basically slavery. It's like a bunch of fences. You in one fence, it's like it's a space for like 80 people, but they ram like 200 people in the space, and you just trying to get your space. You don't want nobody behind you. You don't want nobody but in front of you. You just want to maintain your space. So that's the first little cage, and you have on clothes. So they move you to the second cage, and they tell you to take off all your clothes. Now you're naked with the same bunch of people smashed in, so now you're back trying to get your space. You don't want nobody behind you, don't want nobody in front of you, trying to get your space. Dude, we all naked, so dude come over and talk to me, say, hey man, what's going on? What you in here for? Hey dude, get the fuck away from me. I'm naked, and you in my space. So I'm not really comfortable being naked with a plethora of men. That's not why I'm at with my life. So moving forward, now I'm in prison, and I remember something my uncle told me. He said, if you never want to be naked in prison, you buy some shorts off commissary, and they can't make you take off the shorts because the shorts are not contraband. Cool. This was my first purchase. A lot of people purchase other things on commissary, soup and food. I bought a pair of white shorts, $7. Best purchase I ever made in prison. So I wear these shorts every day. Even if I wear my boxers, I wear the shorts on under my boxers. Because I already know anytime you can be strip searched. And I know the rules because I was the fire safety clerk. See, let me tell you, fire safety is power. I know everything about this prison because I work for Scarborough, which is a fire safety man. And I'm the fire safety clerk. So I don't want nobody fucking with me, stripping down nothing. So most of the time, I'm a well-respected young guy in this prison because I've been here since I was 19. Now I'm 21, and I'm just gaining my stripes. Officers respect me because I'm respectable. And I'm so respectable that officers don't do this. When they call, this is a thing they call chow time. That's what people run out the door to go eat like fucking cattle. And the officers be like, oh, chow time. I said, hey, don't talk to me like that. I'm a civilized human being. And they turn around, Ali, excuse me, lunch for you. I'm like, thank you, sir. Because I'm very civilized. So now I'm about to become uncivilized because it's an officer named Mitchell. It's always somebody, when a bunch of people like you, it's always somebody who doesn't like you. And they trying to prove a point. So Mitchell sees me, and let me tell you who Mitchell looked like. Mitchell looked like the dude, what's the dude, Flanders on The Simpsons, who's always like a pedophile to me, always. So I'm coming through, for no random reason, Mitchell pulls me over in this area. I'm on building 8, is where I stay at. And it's a high traffic area, the vestibule area. He stops me in the fucking vestibule area and say, hey, I think you have some contraband. I'ma shake you down. I'm like, yo, Mitchell, I just came from necessities. I don't have no contraband. Get the fuck out of here. You know, and put your hands down while you're talking to me, because you're supposed to stay 3 feet away from me because you know I'm the fucking fire safety clerk. So don't break the rules. So he say, well, I'ma strip search you. I'm like, no, you're not. Not in this high traffic area. No, you're not, sir. So he calls the rest of these other officers around, some rookies that don't know me, and he's like, yo, we're going to have to take off your clothes. So I took off all of they white shit, they clothes, gave it to him, nothing. I got my shorts on, I'm standing there. He said, you're going to have to take them shorts off. I say, that's not the rules, Mitchell. Not the rules. And now I'm getting a little heated about this because I know I have a problem with being naked in the fucking hallway. And I know that I have a problem with this. and I'm trying to get Mitchell to understand, Mitchell, this is not gonna be good. Mitchell. I'm trying to explain to Mitchell. So he gets all the rest of these officers around. The captain comes up and says, I can't go against my officer. He say, you got contraband. You gonna have to get naked. I say, Captain, if I get naked in this hallway in front of all these people coming in and out, and I turn right to Mitchell and look in his eyes and say, this ain't gonna be good, Mitchell. Because I don't give a shit about going home at this point. I came here with 15 years, Mitchell. I wanna do these little 15 years and go home. But if you make me get naked in this motherfucking festival area. So they got all these officers around me, and I didn't threaten this man with the easiest way I can threaten him without getting sent to say. I said, Mitchell, this ain't gonna be good, brother. So long story short, I end up naked. And I'm pissed. I'm naked and I'm bald headed, and he taking me through this bullshit. Run your fingers through your hair. Open your mouth. I've been talking this whole time. If something was in my mouth, Mitchell, it'd have been fell out. Open your mouth. Lift up your balls. Squat. Let me explain what he just did. I went to prison for a non-violent case, drug dealing. What he just turned me into was a violent young man at 21. Because you made me cough and squat for no fucking reason other than that you wanted to see me in my mind. So now, I got tears in my eyes and people walking past, other prisoners walking past, and they looking at Mitchell like, Mitchell, this ain't gonna be good. So for 8 months, I've been planning on killing Mitchell. Like, I done wrote my mama this coded letter letting her know that her son ain't coming home no more. I told, this is what I wrote the letter. I say, mama, prison is like judicial slavery. I just figured this out. And I'm Nat Turner. You had to know about history to know. Y'all have figured it out. And my mom writes me a letter back like, just chill, and she got a face with tears on the face, and I'm like looking, I don't give a f about my mama tears. What I care about is this. I was in the festival area with my balls lifted up, squatted, coughing, letting this fucking child predator look at me. This is what I'm focused on. I'm killing Mitchell. I already put it in my mind. It's done. So I done told two people, Alameen, his name is Leslie Davis, and Mustafa. I don't know Mustafa's name because I was so terrified of Mustafa, I never wanted to ask him. So I told Mustafa, Mustafa's like, yeah, that was foul what Mitchell did. Mustafa been here for 27 years. If I kill somebody, I know he damn. Alameen got 50 years. He ain't going nowhere. I plan on spending the rest of my life with Alameen and Mustafa. Because I'm going to kill Mitchell. I already know this. This dude, I'm coming from Eaton. This dude say, hey, Lee. I said, what's up, man? He said, you know Mitchell is working the foregate. I said, what? Now, mind you, I've been in prison. I haven't been happy about nothing in a long time. The man told me that he was working foregate. I got fucking excited. Let me tell you what foregate is. Foregate is the gate to closed custody. I live on 8th building. You got to go to 4th building if you're going to closed custody. When you come around the corner in 4th building, it's like you got to come past the cafeteria, and then it's the main building this way, and then it's this little side hallway, and you can't see anybody until you come around that corner. And Mitchell was at a gate around that corner, which is he's not going to make it if I get to him. He's not going to make it. And then it's that gate, and then it's the gate to 4th building. So it's a long way to get to him, then it's another long way to get to that door. I got a plan. I'ma just run and just try to get through that gate and just stab Mitchell. But that's stupid. That's stupid. So I go back to my cell and I'm sitting up trying to map out a plan on how I can kill this dude. And then I hear, get ready to go to Ford Building. I look out my cell door. It's a dude that got in trouble. Now he's getting sent to Ford Building. He has this big white bucket with all this shit in it. And I say, hey, you going to Ford Building? He say, yeah. I say, let me carry your mattress for you. He say, cool, I need some help. I go up the stairs, get my knife, put my strap my shit on me. Boom, I got a big ass mattress over my shoulder. So you can't see my face. He's rolling the bucket, mattress over me, come around the building, and I'm so fucking excited because I'm going to kill Mitchell and I'm going to drink a sip of his blood because I fucking hated that man. When they find me, I'm going to be like, yeah, Mitchell, oh my, can't fucking wait. Oh, I'm so violent. I can't wait. So got this knife. And I'm got this mattress and this dude, and me and this dude, he has no idea what's gonna happen. He's accessory to this crime and he is so unaware. He just rolling his bucket, talking about his family, man. I'm just fucked up. My family ain't gonna get to visit me. I'm like, good, mine ain't either. So we coming around the building. We coming past Chow Hall, and I'm just getting more and more excited because this is gonna be a good one. Somebody apparently tell, because Alameen looking for me, apparently. He said, yo, where Ali at? He said, Ali helped old boy move the Ford Building. And Mustafa, because I get this all the backstory. Mustafa say, yeah, he going to Ford Building. And Leslie, Alameen say, hey man, I think Mitchell on Ford Building. Mustafa say, Mitchell on Ford Building? Man, let's go get this boy, because he going to kill Mitchell. Now, it's complicated, because they got to get out of 8 building first. You got to get out of 8 building. You got to get Buzz out your pod, come out of 8 building. I'm thinking I'm good. I got enough time to commit this murder and hopefully get away with it after I sip his blood. So we coming around the corner. The dude has the bucket. He's going through. Mitchell opens the gate. And I'm like, yes. But he don't see me. Can't see me because I have the mattress over my shoulder. And as the bucket goes through the gate, it's the path is clear. All I gotta do is wait for that bucket to get out the way. Then Mitchell will be standing at the edge of that gate. I can walk through my mattress and just fucking start stabbing Mitchell uncontrollably. This is what I'm thinking. I got it planned out in my head. I'm dead serious. So I'm right there, and as soon as I can get to where I can see Mitchell, Alameen and Mustafa come around the fucking hallway and say, Ali! And I turn and look, and Mitchell sees me and slams the gate and tell me to put the mattress down. He can take his own mattress. Put the mattress down! And I'm standing there looking at him. Say, hey, Mitchell. And he just said, put the mattress down. I slid the mattress off my shoulder. I say, you have a good day, Mitchell. And just the fucking terror in his eyes. And I know he shit on himself just a little bit. Was enough for me. And I just walked away real slow and didn't break eye contact until I got to Alameen.